presentation for Mr. Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. The date of birth is 5/12/1960. Date of service is 10/27/2022. Date of accident, August 10, 2022. Mr. Robert Montgomery is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was allegedly involved in an automobile accident as a T-bone his car when he was driving as a restrained driver, leading to headaches, dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, loss of concentration, lack of focus, vomiting, erectile dysfunction, as well as presence of neck pain and lower back pain shooting across severely, and both hip, both forearms and right thumb. The patient has been evaluated and MRIs have been done, investigated. The MRIs were found positive for multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 with severe bilateral foramen stenosis as well as neuroforamen stenosis. In the lumbar spine, the patient was found to have a very small disc herniation at L5-S1, causing no mass effect on the thecal sac and also mild facet hypertrophy. It was also found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement with the sacroiliitis. And patient is undergoing neurology workup as well as neuropsych for his TBI. These pains are still continuing despite the physical therapy. And physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 130/118. Pulse is 73, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 9/29/2022. Dictation number is 1001-024. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient has a bilateral sacroiliitis along with L5-S1 disc involvement and multilevel disc herniation in the neck. Patient is advised to have lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint injection intra-articular times 2 and cervical epidural at least 4. To determine if it can be healed up by interventional injection treatments. And his shoulder, his pain is on the left side is around 6, and he can move up to 110 degrees of abduction. And flexion also is affected to 110 degrees. The patient has a pain in both the wrist and both the knees, and it is affecting his walk. Overall pain level varies from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected as follows. Sleep is affected 8, walking ability 7, and general activity 6 among the ADLs. 60% relief has been obtained by the treatment, like injection in the lumbar epidural and physical therapy, chiropractor. In the system review, patient reports ongoing headaches, which are around 5, and they're slightly better than before, without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation, without any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. But he does complain of lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, sleeping problems, and tension. He is able to sleep for only 4 hours. Pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the left shoulder, and both knees and both wrists, as well as pain in the middle back, upper back, and lower back. All the lower back pain is now 60% better. Stiffness is present in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. Moderate difficulty in walking, up to a block, you can walk without pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble, swelling. However, in the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine and also inability to achieve erection. He has no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports he has 60% improvement in pain level, but not completely. And he does not inform about any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are oxycodone from his primary care doctor. Substance abuse, none is reported. And the compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. So physical examination was 100, blood pressure 170 over 118, pulse was 73, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit, which was on 9-29-2022, dictation number 1001-024. The plan is to continue the LESI injection and CESI injection and injection to the both knees and the left shoulder as an ongoing treatment. We are continuing with the neurologist and neurocyte. And to the dictation department, I a little bit goofed up in the dictation. Please manage to make the subjective, objective examination and then diagnosis and plan of care. I provided him Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day, and Xanax for his anxiety, 1 milligram twice a day, PRN, for help, as well as he was provided with Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day. He was also provided with Sertraline tablet, to 50 milligram for sleep health. Thank you. He's being scheduled for a procedure, lumbar epidural steroid injection, and left SI joint injection today. The procedure that is being done on 10-27-2022 is first is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopy. Number two, injection of the left sacroiliac joint. Intra-articular with arthrogram. The procedures are done according to the protocol. Medical indications are as follows. The patient suffered from an automobile accident, and he is having severe pain in the lower back, unrelated by the conservative methods like physical therapy and stretching, and MRI have been found positive with a multi-level disc herniation in the neck and the lower back, L5-S1, and also involvement of bilateral sacroiliac joint. The patient is insisting on getting a sacroiliac joint injection to relieve the pain so that he can relax a little bit and be able to do his ADLs. And so the interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection is done according to the protocol along with epidurogram. And the left-sided sacroiliac joint injection was also done according to the protocol. And on examination, patient does exhibit bilateral Faber test is positive, Gonsalin tests are positive, and compression tests are positive. The right sacroiliac joint injection will be done at a later date. Thank you. Patient left the office in a stable condition. He was also required to be given Flumazenil 1 cc to wake him up nicely. He was too sleepy at the end. Thank you.